6 to 9
on Smile 90.4 FM.
Here's a question for you. When last did you print out a photograph? Take one of your phone and you've needed it for something and you've gone along, because there's so many services that are now available, but I don't know when last you used one to print an actual photograph out.
Are you talking about the ID photos, Rocky?
No. Well, listen, that might be the last photograph. Yeah,
that's the last thing. But
besides that, have you had need to print a photograph out at all?
I actually did for our 2-year anniversary as a present for Francois.
It seems statistically wise we're going back to printing out photographs. Photographs are making a comeback thanks to Gen Z. Gen Z are printing out twice as many snaps as older generations.
Yeah, back in the day, you used to take pictures, take the school in, wait like a week, 2 weeks to get your pictures. Good old days.
For my best friend's 21st, I didn't buy a 24 bull, I bought a 36 bull and put it in my camera. The very first thing that morning on his 21st, I woke him up with a photograph, and I had to time the photos throughout the day to make sure that I only used 36. Yeah, I know I took some of the best photographs of my life. You just know when you've taken that amazing photograph. And the next morning, woke up, opened up the camera and realized I'd forgotten to put the spool in.
If you look now, so let's have a little competition. On your mobile phone, go look how many photographs you've got. Let's have a little photograph. Let's have a photograph off from the show this morning.
32,461.
Yo. Give me anxiety. See, what? No. Okay, no ways. I've got 18,648 items in my photos. Can anybody beat Ricky? Ricky, what's that number again?
32,461.
Wow. 32,401 photographs, of which 31,550 will never see the light of day.
I'm probably still very old-fashioned, but I print photos, not everything. A record of my kids growing up, special trips, that kind of thing. Because let's face it, are you going to scroll back through those 32,000 photos, Ricky? I don't think so. Will you page through a photo album? Much more likely.
Eben, good morning.
Morning, Rai. How are you doing?
I'm trying to get my head around that number, because even listening to people that say they've got 30,000 or 40,000 pictures, I mean, that's a lot of pictures to have to deal with. 100, what's the exact amount?
112,000. Well, I think it was 112,680, but it's up to 681 now.
Yeah. That is nuts. I mean, how often do you go through those pictures?
Never. Never. I've just got to hoard them. I'm a digital hoarder, I guess, which is a terrible thing to admit. And I'm actually quite embarrassed about this record that I've won now.
It's a lot of pictures. You are a champion today, Eben. Well done, sir. Thanks, Eben. Have an awesome day, bud.
This is not the award I wanted to win, but anyway.
We'll send you a picture of a trophy.
Exactly.
Thanks, the kids. Save it.
Now, listen, for those parents that haven't quite cottoned onto it yet, there is a way to use our photos to let it work for us.
See, the nice thing about being a parent is you never throw photos away.
Yes.
So you have everything, even those embarrassing ones.
I love that.
Don't want you to have.
Mm.
So
yes.
Whenever you've spoken and you've spoken again and you're really close to not speaking anymore but going into physical action, the best thing would be to just take those photos and put it on Facebook, put it on your WhatsApp profile.
Oh, my word.
You know, and then they immediately behave. Because, let's face it, your friends are mostly your children's friends as parents.
Mm. Exactly.
So blackmail them, basically.
Exactly. That is classic.
Yeah, that works all the time. Just show them the pictures or send them to a friend. Say, oh, look how cute he was when he was 3 and eating out of the porridge bowl without the spoon, you know. And then they immediately behave, because you never run out of those.
That is, you know what, Ryan, you've actually, thanks, that is genius. I appreciate that, because my kids pull the most awkward and funny faces, and they think it's cute and funny now, right? But they're going to get to an age where that's going to be like, Dad, please, cringe. I can't believe I pulled that face. I can't believe I did that. And I'm going to go, yeah, well, I just want to share this cute picture of you because you don't clean up after yourself and you don't clean your bedroom. But if you did clean your bedroom, I won't put the picture online.
Yeah, and when they're in high school, you know, and they don't want to kiss you goodbye in front of the gate.
Yes.
You just send the picture of when they did kiss you goodbye in front of the gate.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.